This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
And then it was amazing. Oh, my God. Oh, did you get all that?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're just wrapping up here. Oh, crap.
Wow.
That was the most amazing Week in Review podcasting.
This will never happen again.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And what a confession.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe Jesus was actually here. That was the most amazing thing.
How many viewers? I don't want to start until we have at least one.
One.
Who's the one?
Probably me.
Mamsie.
Is it Mamsie?
All right. Well, welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, Facebook Live thing. I am Chaz, AJ,
yo.
Pam, Phil. We're counting them down here. Pam's only got a few of these left,
right? This is true.
My Lanta.
What do we got?
This is true. Let's see.
One.
Three.
She has five.
Five more to go.
Because we're counting them
That's
down.
That's weird.
Right.
Five to go.
Was that five including today?
Yeah.
Then four after this.
That's very weird.
What's that?
So it's five including today?
Yeah, so it'd be five.
Okay, so five. So four more after this. That's math.
Yeah. I didn't think that would be confusing or difficult, but man, AJ, you proved me wrong.
Thank you,
so
Mr. SAT score.
Today, there'll be four left.
Right.
Right?
Right. And then after the next
you're right.
One.
Now, I see what you're saying. Right. So I'm not sure if I did count today.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So one, two, three, four, five. No, six.
All
right. So that was a very good question.
Thank you.
See? So after today, it'll be five.
And the words are,
it only took us 5 minutes to figure that one out.
I'm sorry.
Five freaking time.
Yeah. So we're just counting them down.
Right. We can't count, obviously.
We don't want Pam to leave.
No,
we're
don't.
Very proud.
Right. Well, once I release those pictures. Yeah. And now you just can't leave.
I want those to be released. Trust me.
Well, no, the
I have a picture of Pam that I'm saving until she becomes Admiral. Then I'm going to release it.
Nice.
When is it?
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's one you willingly took. Like you're looking into the camera.
Oh, no.
If my phone wasn't up there right now,
right,
I'd show it to you.
Right. We'll show it to her later.
And you're
you.
You're in
imagine.
Some Mexican restaurant.
Oh,
it's
I know.
It's like the CT Boom picture. Yeah, you got your face on you. Like,
oh, I know that
you're
picture.
You're like you're doing a Nick DiPietro.
Right.
Yeah, I thought Vic. I was being sexy in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait till your admiral.
Was I wrong?
Right.
I'm going to send it out to your people.
Right.
Here's your admiral.
Would she be rear
admiral? Right.
Would she be rear admiral? Oh, no.
I just hurt my throat doing that.
Yep, that's a bad confession.
You'll do just fine in boot camp if you can't yell. Without hurting yourself.
Right.
I already asked this question. It's okay if I lose my voice.
Yeah, they encouraged it, actually.
No, really?
They said, please.
Oh, that's right. That's part of it.
Speak with whistle.
Because they want you.
Louder.
I'm very good at losing my voice. Remember when I lost my voice and Keith yelled at me and he said if I lost my voice again, he would fire me?
Did he say that?
Mm-hmm. He said, my voice is my tool. It's like if I was like a carpenter and I showed up to work without a hammer or something.
But were you with him when you lost your voice? You were
no.
at a concert? No.
It was my best friend's wedding.
Oh.
And I.
Was that a movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Finish that.
I just was very loud.
And went bananas.
And I, the whole entire week after of work, I did not have my voice for a whole week. And I was trying everything.
Mm.
And Keith was very mad at me.
Well.
He was vivid. No, wait, livid.
That's the other. See, I was thinking about this last night. Pam, when we met her 6 years ago, that Pam, there's two different Pams. So the 6 year ago Pam, I don't think would have made it into the Coast Guard, and I don't think would do as well as I believe she's going to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She was working as a waitress and cocktail bar.
Now, I feel like we've all grown, you know, and we've all helped each other grow. But I really feel like that Pam and the Coast Guard, not great match.
No. She'd have been someone they rescued, maybe.
Right. I think that this Pam and the Coast Guard, excellent match.
Oh, yeah. No, she's totally in. Yeah.
So they, like, whip people like me, like old Pam into shape.
They whip people?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna join. You would have been in the special squad.
I pay for that shit.
Yeah. I definitely would have been.
Yeah.
I was...
But also, Keith is part of your training, like getting yelled at constantly.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like, getting like threatened.
Oh my God, all the time.
All that, you'll be able to
sergeant.
Draw on
like
all the experience here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had over 250 people apply for Pam's job throughout the United States, states, large markets, small markets, medium markets, people with no radio backgrounds, television people.
One guy's mute.
We're blessed with the problem of having a lot of choices. So we narrowed it down to, I would say it's
the dirty half dozen.
I'd say it's like five or six right now.
Right.
And I would say that there's a few of that five or six, there's some really strong
potential
contenders.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to have some people on filling in for Pam this week.
Yeah, next week.
And
right.
It would be next week.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Like there's 6 days and five.
Yeah, so wait, it's five, and then after that, six.
I'm doing math.
And then Sunday would be day one, so that's next week.
Right, exactly. Right. Say next week.
Yeah.
Much better.
We'll have some people trying out, and I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be interesting.
Plus, we'll have some good flubbles, possibly, from people.
Including.
Yeah, but nothing like the king.
I know, thank
so
you.
So some of these folks, it's interesting Domino when Sanctus. You, and, you know, so I've been spending a lot of time on the phone with people, and it's funny how well some people prepare, and then how some people are just the opposite.
Mm.
Like, do you even know what the call letters are?
Probably
not. And I didn't get a chance to talk to any of those people, but I did get on the phone with some people who knew nothing about the show.
Right.
There's, you know, maybe 30 years ago, there'd be an excuse.
Yeah.
But when you could do this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And in 30 seconds while you're on hold, you can find out a lot of stuff.
Or your laptop.
Yeah.
Yep,
it's interesting.
Yep.
Well, it's really not that hard.
It shows how much they want the job if they didn't do anything.
Yeah. So I had one person who emailed me. I think I talked about this already.
What's that?
They emailed me. They said, hey, love the job.
Oh, yes.
You know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you got to talk to Keith. And then like a week goes by and they email me back. Hey, I haven't been able to find Keith's email. And I'm thinking to myself, you do realize a big part of your job will be tracking down guests.
Yeah, here's a thought.
Like, if you can't get his email, and it took you a week to email me back, we're good.
Here's a thought. You call the radio station, and you ask the person behind the receptionist what the boss's email is.
5 seconds.
Yeah, boom, done.
5 seconds.
Yeah, so in the future, if you're watching, that's what you do.
And I don't mean to, you know, all I'm saying is, that person is gifted and is going to find where they're supposed to be, but it's not here. It's not this job. Mm. If it takes you a week and maybe you tried a couple of glances at the website and didn't see an email and you gave up and you're back at me.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to. So what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm going to.
Just say, enjoy your.
Every night I'm going to say, hey, can you get this person on the show? And then an hour goes by. It's like, hey, I can't find their. You know, then I going to do it? No.
No. Yeah. Hey, man. One of these greeters.
But, so Pam's out next week, and we'll have a couple people in, and then we have another person who can't do next week because they're on vacation. It was already scheduled. They offered to move to vacation. I said, no, don't worry about it. They're going to come in. They're going to try out.
Right.
And, so we'll go from there.
Works for me.
It's just that, you know, it's Pam leaving is just a reminder that nothing lasts forever. You know?
True.
I every time I walk into this building every morning, I'm like, you know, it's been 16 years. And I remember when I was at 8, I was talking to someone at a party. And I'm like, man, that's a long time for morning radio. I'm like, it is. So 16 years later, you know, every time I walk in the building, I'm like, this is really very special to come in and then have people you actually want to sit with.
The boss always reminds me how, you know, special it is.
We had a little scare just a couple minutes ago.
We did. Yeah. We did, yeah.
And keep me posted if there's stuff coming in on Facebook Live here.
Please, yes.
Brian wants to know if you're going through the social media accounts of the people applying for Pam's job.
Oh. I have not.
That's a great idea.
That's
that's this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. They call it creeping out? Yeah.
No, because you're going to find out a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When we were nominated, when we applied for the Marconi Award, I went through our social media and I just made sure there was nothing in there that might screw that up.
Mm. Right. Yeah. You want to actually win this thing. Yeah.
You know, so if there's, you know, and of course now
He said that.
If anyone who's applying is watching this. Yeah. Maybe I'll go through like as soon as I'm done with this.
Like right this second.
But no, that's good. This is how a lot of people get eliminated. And Brian, good thinking because, you know, some people apply for a job. They don't even think, let me clean this up.
Right. Know? That picture at that party that I took.
Yeah.
Although actually encouraged for this job. Yeah.
Yeah. So AJ hasn't talked to any of these people yet.
No, not yet. No, I'm going to meet them face to face.
You talked to one. So one's coming back. Yeah. One came on as a guest and then she'll be back next week.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you warn them about me?
What should I have said?
I don't know. I guess the whole foot fetish thing might be something to mention. Guess they get creeped out by that.
No, I figured they would
learn
that.
We never even talked about
that. Okay, I'm just curious. No, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
What do you talk about, you know?
Oh. Interviews are not about you, though.
The fact that I'm devilishly handsome. Yeah. Okay.
I said, AJ's only going to have one question, and it's going to be, can you take a joke?
Basically, yeah. Because can you take a joke? But that means a lot.
Yeah.
That really means a lot because, you know, we have found out once in the past that the person could not.
Yeah.
And you know what? No one goes unmolested.
It was actually
on
twice.
The show. No one goes unmolested on this show. You take it, you got to dish it out as well. So.
Yeah. You take it more than anybody else. The one thing AJ said to me off the air, and I don't, you know, whatever, because this is what we do here.
Yes.
We just say stuff that we probably shouldn't. But AJ and I were having a conversation off the air, and he said, you know what? I hope this next person is on my side. So
yes.
when things get bad, it's not three against one.
It's two against two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All so right. You have a chance to get this person.
Oh, yeah. No. This person.
Not jumping on the AJ mind.
Exactly. No. Someone needs to be on my bandwagon.
You just said you got to take it along with dishing it. So
yeah.
You
but
dish
I take,
it to
but,
me,
but Chaz
so I
also,
dish it back.
Chaz also said that you know, that I forget what he said.
Okay.
No, but it's true that you take, it's three
I
on
take
one.
It the most. That was it.
Yeah, but the same happens for me as well. It's three against one.
Never even close.
When the tables, when things are against me. There are certain days when things are against Phil. There's a lot of days when things are against AJ. It's all three against that one person.
But AJ gets the most.
It's never three against me.
It's no.
No.
Because
AJ will always back me up.
I will.
I should remember that when everyone's jumping on him.
You never
no
do,
one
though.
Jumps but it's on too
fun. You know what it is with you? It's too fun when you go crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
Like when you go crazy, I'm like, this is the best radio ever.
Right.
Like, we did not have this on the schedule, and this is way better than what we had on the schedule.
One day I clutched my chest and hit the floor, and I'm not moving anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I will be on your side if you be on my side. I mean, but it's true. It is fun. Like, and I do feel bad because I always feel like he thinks we're joking, but then it gets to the point where it feels like it is a little bit too harsh, and then I do feel bad.
Yeah.
And then...
But just for a moment.
So, I'm sorry. I'll stop having fun.
Ain't no thing.
I'll stop having fun. Because it is fun. When you lose your mind, it's funny.
Yeah.
And sometimes it feels like you're joking back, and then
but
you know, we're having fun.
Do you see what... Does everyone else see what just happened here?
AJ
was able to take us talking about... Mm-hmm. The candidates and make it about him.
It's an art. I'm like a Jedi.
What did you tell them about me?
I'm like a Jedi.
Foot fetish.
Right.
I'm devilishly handsome.
Devilishly handsome. Don't forget the part. Yeah.
Easy for me to say.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm like a Jedi.
Yeah. And then we were talking about you for 5 minutes.
Exactly.
That's good.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Right. Happy weekend.
So if this new person comes in and gets all the attention, that's going to be a problem?
No. No. Not first.
What's that?
Not at first. A new person, you got to give them attention.
Yeah.
We got to find out what's going on.
We
got
to find out stuff.
The idiosyncrasies and whatnot. You got to get ammo.
So that's one of the things we've been going over with
exactly. Right.
These people on the phone. So Keith talks to them first. And
he does.
Gives them a rundown.
And if they still want the job afterwards, they come to us.
Yeah. So my thing is work ethic, attitude, longevity. That's been my whole thing.
Right.
And then we get past that, you know. No one's going to say, oh, you know, I'm actually kind of lazy. Mm. And no one's going to say I have a really poor attitude.
Exactly. Well, if they turn around and say, why are you asking? That shows right there.
And the longevity part, you know, I'm just kind of saying if you've done New York radio or if you've done other stuff or if you think this is a step to just save us.
Yeah. If you're looking to use a springboard to get back to New York,
right.
then hold your breath.
And if you're trying to figure your life out, you know, figure it out and then get your facts and come back and see me. Yeah. But the work ethic and the attitude, I mentioned that. Of course, everyone's going to say I work really hard and I have a good attitude. But what it gives me the opportunity to like later say, remember when we talked about work ethic and attitude? And
basically, gives you ammo.
Yeah. Well, I'm not looking for ammo. I'm just looking for, I kind of warned you that we're working hard here. You know? So,
yeah.
And you still said yes.
So. Exactly. So there you go. It's on you.
But yeah, it'll be, you know, it's a great opportunity for Pam to grow in a new life role.
And the Coast Guard, too.
The thing about a 16-year-old show, when it's like a sitcom, you know, you want to introduce new characters and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't want this. This is Pam's choice. But now that it's happening, it's like, it'll be exciting. You know, we're, you know, how this all unfolds, who this person is.
Right.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Now, did you mean that seriously? Or
no, it will be fun.
So before this started, I asked Pam, I said, Pam, are you secretly hoping that the next person sucks?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. You don't want to see your ex doing better?
Who would?
You really don't.
You don't. Nope.
They will. You know what? It's going to be awkward at first. People are going to hate this person at first.
How long were you hated?
Oh, like a good year. Like a good, maybe even 2 years.
You think
so?
I thought people liked you immediately, mm-hmm. and then I think there was some holdouts for a while.
Why do you say you hated in the past tense?
See? Right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be hard at first, but then all of a sudden... They'll find them their own, and then people will just get used to them, and then it'll be fine. But
there's a lot of different sounds too. We have a lot of different sounds that we're talking to. Like one's really super professional sounding, but fun, and then another one sounds really raw, kind of like Pam did when she came on. And
One speaks Mandarin Chinese,
right? One's a black belt ninja nun.
Exactly, which is tough to do, but you know, you kick the habit. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I got what you did there.
I tried.
The roast is going to be great, and if you haven't bought tickets for this yet, we think it's going to be sold out by Monday.
Yep,
$20 a ticket, can't beat that. Just a ton of fun, and we're sending. You know, if you don't come out for this, then are you really?
Yeah, and eat first. There's no actual roast being served.
So I have multiple emails from Long Island. Some people are taking a day off so they can get here in time.
Smooth.
For this thing to start. WPLR.com for tickets. What was I going to tell you about the roast? Oh, you know, Allison from the Ridgefield Playhouse bought two tables.
Nice.
And so she invited Megan Dahl.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so Megan texted me and said, do you think it's okay? Do you think Pam, you know?
I'm like, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't it be?
Right, exactly.
Because we're friends.
Be prepared to be roasted, like, for a second in your seat.
Yeah, because you're sitting right there. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. What else was I going to talk about? Oh, AJ had a scare.
I did. Yeah, I got called to the boss's office.
Are there any comments coming in?
Yeah, people want to know some things about Pam, like how long can she hold her breath?
Wow. Want to find out right now?
If she gets seasick?
I don't get seasick, no.
Oh.
You pass out.
All right, hold on. All right, this is not my phone. I don't know where anything is.
This is not my phone.
All right, you're going to do it? 3, 2, go. Okay, and then what else did we want to talk about? Oh, AJ had a little bit of a scare.
Right.
So we're all getting ready to do the Week in Review podcast, and Phil got a message. What was the message?
Boss Keith texted and said, can you send AJ over to Kristen's office?
That's our big
general
boss.
Manager, big boss.
That's the boss of bosses.
Top boss.
Exactly right.
We have some questions about Facebook.
Right. So I go over there.
Let me tell you something about radio a little bit. On a Friday, when two bosses want to see you in the big boss's office, not great.
Right. So basically, I was shitting the entire time.
I don't blame you.
And
I was a little nervous,
and
too.
And as I was walking, I'm looking through my Facebook page going, what the hell did I post?
Time?
40 seconds.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
That's
so
good.
I'm looking at my Facebook page. I'm like, what
did I post? If you're drowning and Pam comes, don't be more than 20 seconds below the surface.
I also have not trained on these things, so I have to train.
Right.
And it's kind of weird when you're sitting here. Like, I have to have a purpose.
Mindset.
If there's a pool, I can swim to the end of the pool.
Yeah.
But I'm not swimming in a pool right now. I get mad.
You're dropping kids off.
I get real mad at this.
You get mad.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this comment right here, that's not good.
Not.
What do you do? I could swim. I guarantee I can swim the length of the pool and back.
It's easier if just let them.
Pam, you're going to have to hide this button because if one person finds it in boot camp, it's going to be bad for you.
It's called hamming it up.
Okay.
Pamming it up. It's pamming it up.
It's pamming it up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Go on.
How's it going, Pam? I'm in a special squad.
Yep. Yeah, they call it jail.
How many more weeks? I should have refused to do that because I knew.
Do what?
Nah, I'm good. I don't need to hold my breath and call you people.
You want to try it again?
No,
you
I'm
can
good.
Go longer?
Eh. I want it to be a part
we
of it.
We got the you people.
Hey, yeah.
You people.
If you do it for 6 minutes, being a real special squad.
Yeah, and you're lucky that Mike didn't hit Phil in the face.
Right.
I'm hungry.
Pam's hungry. She wants to go.
Yep.
I'm getting cranky.
Yeah.
Yep. She needs stickers.
So back to this, AJ gets called out of the office.
Third time now.
Out of the studio to the office.
Right. So as I'm walking to the office, I'm looking through my Facebook page going, what the hell did I post? What the hell did I post? What the hell did I post? It turns out it's not.
I didn't even think it was about, and we can't go into it.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was about Facebook at all. And this generally happens on a Friday.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm doing the math in my head. I'm like, yeah, I think they'd feel me out on this or I'm next.
Right. The good cop, bad cop.
What do you mean?
Like they call me in first and they call you and say, AJ just told us everything.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
That's what I was thinking. But yeah.
But yeah, I'm running the math on this. I'm like, they wouldn't make a, yeah, you just never know.
Right. But the best part is when I came back and I go, guys, I got to go. And you spun around so fast. The lady was like, you actually heard, I should have let it sit for a couple of seconds longer. You actually felt all the air get sucked out of the room. Like, nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because it's the business that we've chosen. But it's
tapped
a part
me three
of it.
Times on a Friday, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, no. Two times on a Friday, once on a Saturday, son of a bitch.
Saturday.
Yeah, on a Saturday. I'm like, what are you doing here? Oh, I had some stuff I had to take care of. Yeah, you bastard.
Right. Yep. Was that Ralph?
Yes.
Oh, no, wait. No.
No, that was the second
Ralph,
time.
Ralph fired down on Friday.
Yeah, but no, another time.
I heard your last show. I was listening to your, I was your replacement.
Right.
I was listening to your last show.
Oh, no.
Saying this poor bastard doesn't know
that's
this
right.
is his
it
last
was,
show.
It was the first time it was a Saturday. Because the boss was in there. I'm like, what are you doing here on a Saturday? I had some things I had to take care of. And then when I came out, I got told to go to the office. And also a general manager showed up as well. I'm like, hey, both these guys are here on a Saturday. What's that?
Well, at least you feel important enough to have the general manager come out.
Exactly, right. So
when you get fired just by like a program director or something.
Right, yeah. I require
really?
The whole team.
Like the general manager couldn't come out to fire me?
Right, exactly. So.
So you got in the office and then it was not about that.
Not about that at all. Matter of fact, I left, we were all laughing.
It was some other issue.
Another issue to be taken care of.
Right. Well, that's good. We're happy for that.
That was all my.
Roast tickets, $20. There was something else I wanted to bring up. I had three little things of paper.
Not one, not two, but three.
Three
pieces of paper.
I'll find it as soon as, I think we got it all.
Cool.
All right, so buy tickets for the roast. Anything else, comments or nothing?
Nope, he's walking away.
So we have
Eric
two,
says average person can hold their breath for 30 seconds, so Pam is above average.
There you go. See, we're taking your word for it.
I could do more than 30 seconds.
I wasn't even trying. I really wasn't.
Just to get the last thing.
If you weren't leaving, I would stay right here because this, I know, you're about to.
Just to get the last time you're in the bathroom.
Started with the whole AJ comment, and that started kind of pissed me off a little bit.
What was that?
Because I felt bad about how hopefully the next person will be on my side. I try to be on your side all the time, and then
that wasn't
you're
a shot at you. That was a shot at all of us, and him hoping. And it's not a shot; it's just reality. Like when we pile on him, we pile on.
It was also kind of just a joke, really. To be honest with you.
No, but who hasn't heard? Like when you run into someone. Love the show, or wow, you guys are tough on AJ. You never hear
no
that?
One ever says that to me. They
when
say,
a cop lets me go off my ticket because
wow,
of you guys, that was pretty good.
You. They killed you this week. I got
let go of a ticket because of you guys one time. So thank you very much.
Seriously,
yeah. The cop pulled me. He goes when he told me when he found my name. He goes they're really roughing you, aren't they? And I totally pulled him like that's the officer. He goes all right. Then he goes just be careful next time. So thank you.
So we helped you get out
right,
of the ticket.
You're welcome.
No problem. See, I said thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. So, all right. Well, have a great week, everybody.
You too.
Yay.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Tickets at WPLR.com. Oh, I remember what I wanted to say about the boss. Sorry. Every time Phil gets up. I should probably just let it go. This would be a time to hit the button. No, but the boss has all this free time now. There was something in his universe that is no longer in his universe. And now he's like, you know, now he has all this time for emails and listening and, my life's miserable. But, you know, I'm not breaking rocks somewhere, so it's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And on note.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. It's definitely time to press the button.
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday, Jennifer. Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Oh, yes. Hold it. Wait. Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Hot damn tamale.
Hot damn tamale. She is a hot damn tamale. Very lucky to have her. Happy birthday, honey. Love you. Bye-bye.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.